Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
As I mentioned a little earlier, we are heading fast and furious into the holiday season and, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and all of the fun that comes with it. And today, of course, we do this every other Wednesday. It is our View from the Village. And boy, we're going to find out about some fun stuff today. That's for sure. We have on our WHBC Newsline, Vic Gregovitz. He is the Hall of Fame Village EVP of Sales and Marketing. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. We're really good. How about you?
I'm doing well, doing well. So
good.
You're going to fill us in on the winter blitz at Hall of Fame Village.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a our first time experience. It is an experience that will start December the 10th. Tickets are on sale now. And the iconic signature of the event will be a tubing hill that will start at the west end of our stadium above the seats. It's about 35 feet above the field. And the two tubing lanes will go through the goalpost. I always put my hands up when I say that, through the goalpost, and land on the 20-yard line of the Hall of Fame field. So very unique experience. Not many people have ever had a chance to fly through, tube through the goalpost on the Hall of Fame field before.
It kind of tells me they should have done something like this in Buffalo last weekend, right?
Well, perfect setting, yes. You wouldn't need some of the additional things to make the tubes slide. But that's really just the beginning of it. And then we have, before Christmas, we have Meet Santa in the locker rooms. We have a vendor village on the 17th and 18th, which is a craft fair. We have the other half of the field. We'll have the 40-yard dash, passing competitions, in football type of activities. Of course, you get to try to kick that field goal, which everybody thinks that they can.
Yeah.
But it's not that easy.
No, it's not. It's not. Tell me about some of the other attractions, too, because there's going to be fireworks and different things like that.
Yes, we are. We're going to have fireworks on December 10th, opening night to the Winter Blitz, and that will be about 7:45 on the 10th. We have a variety of other plans that are, you know, things that are still coming together as part of the whole event, but it will just be have happy hours on Fridays leading into, and then we also have during the week, so it's primarily on the weekends except for that week between Christmas and New Year's, and then during the week on Monday through Thursday, we have the opportunities for private events. So if a company wanted to bring, do a holiday party and use the hill for 2 hours, we can do a private session of that type.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. And again, I'm going to say, I say this every time that we talk, but if you have not been over there to the village, if you have not seen, you know, what has transpired and what is coming along, you have to get over there and take a look.
No, absolutely. And it changes, candidly, it really changes weekly of the new buildings that are opening up and the campus as a whole. You can see the giant wheel now that is the final phase of being put up, and so it's a pretty dominant factor here on campus. You know, the other thing that I forgot to mention was the 5K race, which really will kick off the Winter Blitz on Saturday morning of the 10th. It's the spirit of the season 5K, and all the information, as you can imagine, is on our website, hofvillage.com.
And for folks who want to get tickets, how do they go about doing that? Through the website?
Just go through the website, and then you will be able to just go under tickets, and you will be able to see all the different sessions. So a tubing session, for example, is 90 minutes. And so you can look at your day and look at one of the four or five tubing sessions that day. You sign up. There's a waiver there. And then you will bring your tickets to our Center for Performance, which is the big dome building, the inflatable dome. And then you'll exchange that for a wristband for that tubing session.
How long will the zip line be in action? Is it going to go throughout the winter, or will that set down for a little bit?
Well, the plan is that it will continue to go. It is weather dependent, so if it gets below 32, it's not a good idea if the winds are high, obviously, or a snowstorm. there are times that we have to close it down. And I would say, if you're looking for our forward pass, which is the zip line, the our website is on a daily basis. Just check that. The other thing, we have some packages that are available. So we have a tubing package that is available, tubing as well as admittance to the Pro Football Hall of Fame for $29. It's a great opportunity. I mean, the regular admission price to the Hall of Fame is $33. So a great, great value for folks to come down and spend a couple hours. And like I said, there'll be plenty to do in the village the whole holiday season.
Yeah, looking forward to it. This should be a lot of fun. And again, it gets underway December 10th, and it's the Winter Blitz at Hall of Fame Village. And we are so happy that we had a chance to talk to you, Vic, about all of this. And I know we'll stay in touch and continue to update folks on everything that's going on.
Thanks, Pam. Appreciate the time. And HOVVillages.com is where the specific details and the tickets can be purchased.
All right. Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.